After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Keep it right there.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County, Racing to the Truth. Over-the-top dramatic name. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the panel is here.
We are here.
We are.
Whoop, whoop. Like we'd be anywhere else on
right?
a Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Christy, who are you? Where can we find you?
Oh, everybody, my name is Christy Olsen, and you guys can find me, hit me up, at Christy Reports.
And I'm a part of the green team tonight.
Right.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
Perfect.
Here
well,
we are.
I want to get into this topic that really seems to... This irritates me the most. I'm going to rant about this real quick.
Let's start there.
Tamara's buying this house, or is she pitching in? What is it, this house she's going to get for Ryan in Orange County?
He's renting. She's paying the down payment
yeah.
or the deposit.
Security deposit, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, okay, everyone has different circumstances. I know he has a newborn child, but how old is he?
He's 30. Didn't he say mm-hmm. it's or 29, 30?
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, pretty confident. He's either 29 yeah. or 30 years of
okay.
age.
Yeah, Christy
mm-hmm.
knows.
I believe I read that in the old police report.
So he and Sarah went to Vicky's house, and apparently there's gonna be a wedding there, which is gracious of her. Or yeah. are they just getting ideas? I don't know. Was it just like a gimmick to get them all in the same scene so that way Tamara can bitch with Vicky later? I mean, I don't know.
Totally well, they didn't really explain it. Like, they didn't set right. it up too much for us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Tamara did say that Vicky graciously was lending her backyard for the wedding, which I think is wonderful because Vicky's backyard looks like a resort.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I mean,
yeah.
that's a beautiful location. So.
I, like, work my whole life to have something like that.
Absolutely. I know we were saying when we watched it, people leave to go on vacation to be in places that nice. Vicky has it in her own backyard.
Yeah.
Her own private lagoon.
And no public, no kids running around. No, like, you know, loud tourists on their cell phone. Like, it's just like you can make a cocktail and go in that lagoon.
Relax.
Whatever, yeah.
Oh, yes.
No.
So,
there's something for everyone.
Yes.
Truly, yeah.
I would love
Casa
to have
Vicky.
Something. Like, I don't want to get married there, but I'd like to have a party there. And I think Sarah would like to have a party there, too. She seems to be kind of looking around like, I could get used to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, certainly.
She's thinking, can we move
she
in
little,
here?
The little yeah. glimmer in her eye.
Yeah. She's
will Tamara buy this for us?
She's really getting used to that OC lifestyle. Do you pick up on that like I do?
Yeah, well, I think also, I mean, she's been used to Northern California, and when you come in on a situation that swiftly moves you downstream, I mean, that's got to be exciting and kind of a little bit of a I don't know. I don't know that we'd call it an improvement because we don't know what her previous situation
it's
was.
It's an adjustment.
Could have been fabulous. Exactly. An adjustment.
It
definitely.
Is.
Well,
definitely
I mean,
an adjustment.
This girl, she's yeah. in Coto de Casa looking at a you know, extra large house to have a wedding. Mm-hmm. There are reality cameras there. Maybe she's collecting a check from this.
You her know. Hair's gotten a little blonder.
I was thinking that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was thinking that.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
don't hate. Don't hate.
No hate. Just, it was interesting because I certainly associate Orange County with There's lots of blondes in the UFC.
No hate.
No hate. It's a fact. Right. It's a fact. I went to school in Orange County. I was there for
many. There are many blondes. This is true.
It's more populated with blondes.
It is true.
It is. It's a fact of Orange County.
Yep,
it's like on the census.
You can see me coming down.
Blonde percentage.
It's like, and blondes. Check the box.
Whatever. There was an extra large population of blondes at Chapman, for sure.
Oh my god. My first day at Chapman, I literally was like, well, I'm going to stand out for 4 years.
Right?
Yep, I'm going to stand out. Everyone line? Freshman line, I was like, and I don't fit in. I don't fit in.
But then you fit in.
But then I found very lovely, I mean, fantastic friends.
There you go.
It's a great experience. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, blondes are fantastic. I love blondes. You're a blonde. Obviously. I love you. Yeah,
that's
all fine.
Well, let's talk about a blonde. Let's talk about Tamara. She's getting back in the real estate game after she's, you know, helping out her son, which, you know, I think is kind of ridiculous, but, you know, whatever. I'm not in that household. I don't know. She can do whatever the hell she wants for her child. But she now has to sell 3 homes. In very high-end neighborhood, it seems. And she has to do that in, 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months. 3 houses in 6 months.
Put the pedal
She's on
the metal.
Trial.
Oh, yeah.
No, Blake, since you're from Orange County, they mentioned a few areas that she was looking to sell them. Can you give some kind of insight onto these neighborhoods?
Yeah, I think, I know that one of them that they mentioned, we had our captions on while we were watching the episode, and she said something that on our caption said, L. Nigel, like almost an abbreviation for Laguna Niguel, but it was not. She actually said Nelly Gale, which is a wealthier community right kind of in between Laguna Niguel and Laguna Hills. And yes, and it's a very lovely, beautiful gated community, but it is called Nelly Gale.
It sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings, kind of.
Yeah.
And Nelly Gale, doesn't it? Yeah.
Kind of?
Yes.
Yeah. Or some sort of like mid-century British, like.
Nelly Gale!
Nelly Gale.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So, well, but Nelly Gale is a place with very large, expensive homes.
Oh, yes. Indeed. Gated.
Well, that whole area. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's even an equestrian area.
Perfect.
So, yes. It's even lovely more. And wealthy and extravagant. So if she's selling houses in there, I mean, that's where you want to... That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
That's
you want to sell the 3 up in there.
Yeah, right. Yes, you do.
I mean,
that is the commission you want.
Yeah. The other home we looked, the other home that she was showing Megan and Kodo was a commission of, $167,000,
yes.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's...
Okay. A few G's.
Yeah, that's one, that can be done in one day out of the year. That's one house, one sale. If you're good at what you do, we see it with the Million Dollar Listing guys. Everyone knows someone in real estate, like you can imagine.
I know. It's like 3 times the average salary of a standard person more.
So if she's pulling in that money, then who the hell cares what she puts for Ryan's apartment or his house? I mean, whatever he's getting, because it's like,
Word. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Eddie not being in the loop on this?
This is not the last we've seen of this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Eddie will find out, and it will not be good.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, well, just because you're withholding information that he's bound to discover. So in that respect, that's just never... Yeah. But in the sense of, is she allowed to, you know, do this for her son? Sure.
Yes.
I think that they're... Yes, if it's her money, and she's bringing in money, then she should be allowed to spend her money on her own children. I mean, it's not like she's... I don't know, doing... I mean, it's a home for them, so...
I completely agree with that. Yeah, I think she's entitled to do with her money what she chooses, but still, when you're married, there's a certain level of honesty.
Disclosure.
Well, but a lot of married couples view what's yours is mine and mine is yours. We're married, we're a shared entity, we share our same bank accounts, whatever. So I wonder what that type of setup would be with those two, if they kind of view everything as... You know,
separate?
Mine and yours or ours?
Because especially I think sometimes when people own their own business, there are a lot of financial and taxes and things, a lot of different reasons to keep things separated in a certain way or to pay for certain things from this account or this person's paying for such and such. Either way, you're right. She's totally justified in doing so. And I think Eddie's problem is definitely not, he's not going to think that she should have done it, but his problem is not going to be with that. His problem is going to be with the fact that she didn't tell him.
Yeah, the honesty. Completely. And I think it also kind of throws a wrench in the plans too when one party it was a single individual and then the other party has a bunch of kids, mm-hmm. which Tamara does. She has a few kids. So mm-hmm. I think in blending the finances that way, it's also very tricky. It's like if you have all these kids that maybe you care for and, you know, they're certainly a part of your family, financially, you know, it might be a little trickier of a situation.
Yeah, and let's not forget, this was a major point of contention between Tamara and Simon. So,
in the past seasons, yes.
Yeah, was Ryan mm-hmm. and her helping him out too much. So right. It'll be interesting to see if Eddie takes mm-hmm. the same stance.
But, Blake, I think you're right. There are so many kids in that circle that at this point, I'm sure Eddie's had to make a few different kind of, like, deals slash, like, step back mm-hmm. with some of, mm-hmm. like, the finances. Because, like, he's, like you said, one guy with a dog
yeah.
and family, like a pre-made family. You'd have to
yeah.
walk into there.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, mm-hmm.
yep. Yeah, some big shoes to fill right. for him.
So we went to NASCAR in this episode, and the ladies looked at the cars, and they were in the pace car, and not a lot happened there, though.
No. I'm like, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know why that was even in. I mean, I'm not a NASCAR fan. I mean, ugh, surprise. I mean, it's just like, not really
shocking,
my thing.
Shocking,
I know. So, whatever. Yeah. I mean, what did you think of the segment?
Yeah, take it or leave it.
Yeah, right?
There's not much to say.
I mean, I did think it was funny that Megan sort of made the point of saying that Jim has the opportunity to go to all these events. He gets all these great invites to go to all these sporting events and concerts and things like that. And so this seemed to me like certainly a free opportunity to be able to invite the ladies on. It was like an invite that was thrown out there. Maybe they wouldn't even have gone to it normally, but they thought, huh, let's bring all the ladies and make a thing of it, you know?
I also feel like it was probably a strategic thing done between Bravo and NASCAR in a way, just because it was interesting how many NASCAR peeps were also a part of the segment. And so that made me think, this is probably being done intentionally. They're planting mm-hmm. a seed in our brain for, like, all the watchers of Orange County Housewives.
Real Housewives of NASCAR drivers.
Oh my God, it's the next
show. Do you think that's what's happening?
No.
If it is, I won't be covering it here.
I want to know.
I'm good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, either way, they pushed Danica Patrick out there to meet these people, and she could not have cared less.
Oh my God.
She has no idea.
She was as unimpressed as Jim was. Jim seems totally just like, what impresses Jim? I'm waiting for this man to get excited about
yeah. the little
something.
Numbers on the tires or something. He was engrossed in something there.
Speaking of the little numbers on the tires, I'm trying to figure out how NASCAR works in general. Like it seems simple, but it's like complicated to me. I'm very curious about the whole sponsorships on the cars.
Yeah.
We were asking that question because one of the cars that we saw had Camry big on the side, and we were like, "Is that in fact a Toyota?" And then other cars had like other brand names on the cars, and we were like not understanding.
Well, they buy all that other stuff. I mean, the cars are sponsored, so these guys are sponsored by big companies.
But is it from that car company? The car that they drive?
No, because some like McDonald's
it's the
sponsors
shell
some
of
cars,
the car,
so.
But they don't make cars.
That it's probably a Camry shell with a whole lot of souped up stuff inside.
Yeah.
But it probably actually like started out as like a Camry.
It's
probably
a custom made.
Yeah.
Because then there was like Chevy and Ford. So were they originally Chevys and Fords?
Wait a minute. You're saying there were Chevy and Ford sponsored on the car? You saw that?
No, there were Chevy and Ford cars.
But they were sponsored by other brands. Like those cars were sponsored by like Dunkin' Donuts and
but I'm talking about the car manufacturers. Like we were wondering if the car was made by the company that sponsored.
So guys, Blake drives a Camry and she just wants to know if she should consider herself a race car driver or not.
I just want to know. Okay, help me out.
Yeah,
I feel like
I really don't know.
We'll break this down after
we'll
the show.
Right. Yes. So, while they were here, Megan said that she received a text message from Vicky saying "Shame on you." That was the same place, right? And so that kind of started the ball rolling with where we ended up
or
at
the
end
car
of this episode.
Rolling.
Yes. Yeah. So that was kind of like where we left that NASCAR. That was even Heather was unimpressed. She's like, "I saw them go around. I'm out. I'm gone.
Heather,
I'm done.
Leave.
I have too much."
It's birthday lunchtime, and they have champs there.
Yeah.
I was only impressed by the buffet. I was like, "Oh, that looks like it could be a good spread."
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we have it.
Well,
Let's move on to our cheers and jeers section of the show. Little bits, little things that popped out at us when we were watching the show that were like, that's cool. That's not. So let's get into our cheers and jeers section. I'll start off first. My cheers go to kind of two different things, but while we were discussing NASCAR, I liked when the ladies were discussing the psychic and the guys were like, oh, they're talking about that.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
I like that even they can't really even be good. Bothered. And those Keller Williams chicks, those girls were not playing. Those Keller Williams chicks, I wouldn't want to work with them. They were
tough cookies.
Yeah, but I enjoyed them nonetheless. They were enjoying their screen time. So cheers to the Keller Williams chicks. And then I'm going to give a cheers to Shannon for this toilet papering incident. We're on the third week. I mean, my God, it's really ridiculous how much we've had here. Those daughters are doing more punishment than OJ did. I mean, like, we need to kind of like let it go, you know? So that's my dear Shannon. Ease up.
Ooh.
Boo.
Very nice. Okay. Wow.
Follow that one, Christine.
I know. Actually, my cheers are going to the Keller Williams ladies as well.
Yay.
Yes. Because I love me some high-powered career chicks.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And they weren't giving Tamra any, like, D-list reality star, we're cutting you a break kinds of things because you're getting us on TV. Okay? No. They still need her to sell her houses. And I want to see these ladies on the next season of Million Dollar Listing. Right? So, cheers to the high-powered career chicks.
That's right.
And my jeers goes to Heather as a tour guide when she was giving her little tour in the house. I love her, and I'm okay with all these showings of opulence. But when you get like, ladies, I'm trying to tell you all of the things that I spent all my money on.
Keep
up with the tour.
Pay attention to all my things.
Just a little much with the tour guiding. So yeah. not Heather's not getting my jeers. Her tour guiding is getting my jeers.
Yeah, her tour guide skills.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I just, there's some commentary in
some
the chat.
Activity. Oh, well, what are they saying?
Sylvia Love said Chevy and Ford are two different makes, and as far as I know, very combined parts or worked together. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, she's saying they put a lot together to make the car.
Probs, yes. Yeah. All right, anyway, hi, Sylvia Love. My cheers is the actual cheers that happened around Heather's fabulous brunchy, lunchy thing.
Ooh,
I really appreciated how no one was clanking glasses across the table. There was very intentional look each other in the eye as you cheers. It was very calm, contained, and it was like, I don't know, it was a nice...
In the spirit of friendship.
Yes, it was nice.
Lovely. Yeah. I like it. That's a good one.
I liked it.
Yeah.
My cheers is going to go to the same luncheon.
Uh-oh.
You know, I was not pleased with how Vicky was reacting to Megan in this conversation. It's as though they were having different conversations.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
completely different pages.
She was not listening to Megan at all, and Megan was really, I mean, do I think it was the best time for Megan to bring it up? No, but this is Bravo, and of course, we must
and
have.
And then no means
any
yes.
time's a good time for drama.
Yep.
So anyhow, yes. That was my jeers. That was
well,
my boo.
For that.
Yeah, that was my
boo.
For that.
Keeping on that same boo moment, I'm going to go with my jeers first.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Shannon's issue with the S stirring of everyone. She was very quick to call out the S stirrers in Morea and say that Tamra was stirring it up. Meanwhile, here she goes and stirs it up with Vicky at the dinner and messes the whole birthday dinner up, and then they've got the whole conversation afterwards. And she was very quick to call someone else that and not recognize her own behavior in doing so.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yes.
Boo on that.
Yeah.
Boo on that. What I did like is something that Grant mentioned earlier was Tamra's helping of Ryan with the living.
Aww.
I like that. I think Tamra gets Mother of the Year. Tamra, can you adopt me? I would love it.
Hit Mama and Daddy V.
I think that's so nice that they did so much. Well, Tamra cares enough to help.
Or
I think
she cares about the grandkid being that much closer to her.
Which is equally wonderful,
yeah. Okay.
Because there are grandparents that maybe don't care. So,
right.
You know? Lovely.
That
lovely.
That was a nice thing, yes.
Zanzu in the chat says, cheers to the stylists who dressed the ladies going to Heather's house. They all looked fab.
They did.
I agree.
And that's good cheers.
They all looked like they were in a reunion show.
They did.
They looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Heather's events are so fancy, you know? You gotta come looking right.
I love that they're all dressed up to walk around a construction site.
And even better that Heather had some little replacement slippers for them all.
Yes! See, that's why I'm okay with her being filthy rich, because that's the kind of cool, cute, little fun stuff she does with her money.
All the forethought.
Yeah. Nice touches in
there, like, she's having enough fun with her money for all of us who are poor. Like, if I have to be okay with it, that's the way to make it okay.
I agree. Like the complimentary deer foams by the door. I like it. That house is really good. Going to be nice when it gets done. We'll talk about that in one moment, but I want to go really quickly to this kind of gray birthday dinner that Shannon had.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of juxtapose that with Vicky's beautiful birthday dinner, which I'm telling you, you will earn unlimited points with me if you take me to San Diego and get a dinner on a boat like that with the sunset.
Oh,
like that.
There's some ideas. Take notes, everyone.
I think that is just like the nicest thing. Some people probably may think it's tacky, but I just love San Diego. I thought it was just a very nice. It was visually stunning, and
beautiful.
It was well done, and it was nice.
Romantic.
It was nice to like watch those two. I don't know, even though they're over.
Well, did you buy that Brooks thought this all up for Vicky and that he was saving her on this? Okay.
No, I think a producer probably reserved that boat 6 months prior.
Well, yeah, the fact that she always, like the lady doth protest too much or whatever, you know, like she's always, oh, Brooks is doing this, oh, this great stuff. Remember when he bought her the fur coat and it was all about the fur coat?
It's just
if you have to talk about it that much, then it's probably not happening.
Completely. Mm-hmm. I think she probably planned the whole thing, truth be told, which is why it was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, yeah. She could have.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be in her nature.
Yeah.
On some level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they wanted to have a good time on this boat, and then they just kept talking about the cancer, and perhaps he's got it or he doesn't. And I was like, okay. We'll get into more of that later. But I want to talk about Shannon's birthday.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know where they went. I don't know if this was a Pub 99 or a Yard House, but that should be one of my jeers, because I was like really kind of sad about the location for her. She, you know, and I'm with her. Like, she has expectations. There were some, you know, last year was bad. She has some expectations, but they're still kind of low. I'm learning to dial back my expectations, so I kind of see where she is, but she's like, okay, but she's expecting something. And then we learn that something really happened last year, and I'm not smiling for the circumstances. I just think it's like so dramatic and how it was delivered.
Listen, before we even get to that part of it with the restaurant, let's not forget she made this man make a list of every place that he went to, every restaurant that he hit up with this other chick he was banging. Mm-hmm. Right? So she should not be surprised that they're at a restaurant and he had to take her to this random freaking podunk place on her birthday because he had to give her the list of all the other places, and so no places.
Everything else was out.
You think it was that many, huh?
Yeah, she should not have been surprised. And then we drop this bomb.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is one of the saddest things I've ever heard, first of all.
Oh.
And my initial reaction was, the only reason why David would tell her that, the only reason to lament
and
that
let's
detail,
just clarify what the detail is.
Oh, yes.
Let's just put it out there for those who are coming to us for recaps. That basically, Shannon explains that last year on her 50th birthday, she was intimate with her husband, David, and then David let her know that as soon as they were done with their time, he went on and fooled around with the mistress the same night. Right, immediately after on her birthday.
That's like diarrhea in my mouth. I'm like, ugh.
Yes. That to me,
it
is. If that's not grounds for divorce, I'm sorry.
That is so gross.
Because why else would he tell her that besides to hurt her?
Yep.
Even if you are lamenting all the details of the affair, or she's asking all the questions, or maybe in some way she asked for this information, but that is something that you don't say to someone.
Completely agree.
Yeah. That you want to continue to repair a relationship with.
Yes. Some things are better left unsaid.
I know. Yes. Shannon keeps dropping all of these bombshells this season, and they're really, really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, very heartbreaking. Really to the point of of abuse.
Ooh.
I mean, this is emotional abuse. This is not something that is normal in a regular, healthy relationship.
Oh.
And even as much as you try to repair something, some things are far too hurtful. And I don't think...
And at this point,
her children are picking up on
it. Oh, yeah.
And she keeps saying she doesn't want to put her kids through this, doesn't want to put her kids... She keeps putting her kids through it. It's hard. It's very hard to watch the whole scenario because your heart breaks. Oh, you don't want any of it happening.
Even when her daughter was like, Mom, you're always teary-eyed. Like, that was sad.
That was not good.
Yeah.
She should have let those poor little girls stay home and watch Pretty Little Liars, which on Tuesday at 5 on the West Coast, that is what they were trying to watch.
There you go.
Can't miss out on that because then you'll be all over the social media and it'll be spoilered and whatever. So, yeah, those poor girls got dragged along and it's that's the part to me that is like the pillow, like the shadow of sadness.
Oh, yes. Thing.
It's like adults can choose to be in their situation and she's chosen to stay in her situation, but the children don't have a choice.
Yeah. And that's completely true. And if she knew she was going to be so hung up on the birthday expectations, then that truly shouldn't have been something that she subjected her children to.
I agree.
Let's take David out alone and see what he does for us.
Yes.
And not subject the children to seeing whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, because then if you're going to present all that information to him, your children are seeing it. So, tough moment. Very tough moment.
I do wonder if there was, like, a dual birthday thing, though. Like, I wonder what was shown to us. Because is it possible that there was a just intimate date between the two of them on a different night? I mean, and then there was, like, a family dinner that happened thereafter? Because, you know, certainly...
Absolutely.
That's not so... odd in a family dynamic,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
And
when
they're talking about
point.
It, even sounded like that's what they were implying in the initial conversation. It was like, oh, we'll do the family dinner on your birthday, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if we got to see that, then we wouldn't hate this scene so much.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm
saying.
We would
have
a point of comparison.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I felt bad for her because even her kids weren't interested in going out for her birthday. It was kind of like a sad birthday cake for her. I just like, damn, this woman really has just been through it. But, you know, what was the reaction? I know we kind of had different opinions when we were watching the segment. What did you think?
Just the whole dinner segment?
Well, do you feel bad for Shannon?
I'm going to be real. Do I feel bad for Shannon? Yes, I feel bad for any woman, any person who's going through heartbreak like that. Absolutely. It's a horrible situation to be in. But on the flip side, the truth of it is that if this has been going on for so long and she's been hurt for so long, you can't stay in a relationship like that. You have to move on. That's me, I would move on. You cannot live with that sort of heartbreak. I don't see how anyone could.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm kind of on your page on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it were one or two things that we might have found out about the relationship, maybe okay. Maybe you try to repair it. But I feel like we keep hitting with these awful bombshells.
Yeah.
Just really, really terrible stuff. And I don't see how anyone can recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. It was very dramatic in how it was all presented.
Yeah.
That's how Shannon's bombshells are, though.
Yeah.
It's always like you don't really see them coming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird.
And this is the kicker, too, because I feel like that's kind of been the cloud over Shannon this season, is that she's in this unfortunate situation, and she's always bringing it up, and we're finding out all these heartbreaking details. But I loved her so much in Tahiti. Like, Vacation Shannon got let out, and it was fabulous. I loved her. She really did seem fun and wonderful and funny.
She can bring the fun.
She had some wonderful moments there.
Yeah.
So then, especially having seen that that's a possibility for her, it makes me even more sad that she's letting all this negativity bring her down and make her so upset all the time. We need Vacation Shannon back.
Yeah. All the time.
We need Vacation Shannon all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Like, you're saying that maybe if she were single and were leading a different life that she would be happier? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think you might be right. Because if, you know, when you're around sadness or negativity, it clouds your whole entire life.
Absolutely.
It clouds your whole mind. But when you can separate yourself from it, there's sunshine everywhere. Like, there's better opportunities and better, you know, just a better psyche.
I love that.
Sometimes change is not always a bad thing.
100%.
Yes.
Words of wisdom right there.
There you are.
That's what I keep telling myself. I'm having all these crazy things, and I'm just like, okay, you know, sometimes it's not a bad thing. There's like a silver lining to these things, and, you know, sometimes it feels like things go on forever, but everything comes to an end, as my grandmother says.
It's true.
Sometimes it seems like things go on, and they never conclude, but everything does at some point.
Amen.
Amen.
We agree.
Well, what went on for a long time was the luncheon between the tour and the slippers, and then the actual lunch itself, which Heather was just so tight-lipped. So much was going on around the table. She was just kind of
Switzerland.
I know. Yeah. And I loved her eyebrows. You could tell her thoughts by her eyebrows. She would go, oh, well. You can tell what she was thinking.
You can always count on Heather for a good eyebrow raise.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And she's one of the few that won't do that. Not at my party. You're not going to start this at my event. This is my beautiful housewarming and my tour, and I try to give you no. And I got you those slippers, so don't yell at my party. Like, she's not going to do that.
No, right. She's not. She lets it all play out.
Let it happen.
Thank you, Heather. That way we can just see it all.
People are like, oh, remember that thing that happened at Heather's house? And she likes the, you know, the Heather reference in that scenario.
Completely.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, those women can get a little feisty, get a little aggressive.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to step in either. I'd say, ooh, let's let that play out. I'll be over here.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my eyebrows will be raised
in
the corner.
I'll be observing.
Right. So Megan and Shannon have a little moment, and, you know, Megan seems to be quite happy with the fact that Shannon did a little research and is helping with Leanne, you know, to be able to see another doctor. And that was kind of a nice moment. Well, the mention of cancer came up at the table. And then Vicky, as we've seen her in the past at that bunko party, we're going across the table with Venoms in her. She's saying, don't you ever question if Brooks has cancer. I'll take you down. And then it went crazy and haywire from there.
Yeah, very harsh.
Yeah. I mean, truly, it did. Megan put forth, I think, some effort in trying to mend the situation. It just, at that point, you know, people in chat were saying earlier that Vicky felt very threatened and was just like in full on, or she felt attacked. Yeah. And so she wasn't listening because of that. And,
which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I get that, but I feel like also, she's been around the block enough with all these women and the drama and all this, and it's like sometimes you just have to like take a breath and hear what someone is saying.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Like, it's not the worst thing in the world to just like just take a moment and then, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and we were all pretty surprised that she was that upset with Megan anyway.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For sort of just being the messenger.
That's really what I felt about the whole scenario, is that she was targeting Megan as if Megan made this up and was spreading a rumor.
Yep.
And she wasn't. She really was kind of just relaying what the psychic had said.
Yeah.
And even if she was coming at it in sort of a way, like kind of a speculating way, kind of, you know, wondering why he didn't go see the doctor that Shannon recommended or what have you, bottom line is she didn't make this up. A random third-party psychic made this up.
Yeah.
And even Shannon mentioned this at the NASCAR thing. She goes, oh, the information was so serious, and so who wouldn't be upset? Well, no, I don't think anybody would be upset because it was a psychic. I mean, how truthful can you take anything a psychic says? I mean, if you're a fan and believer, then I guess you truly would go with it. But, I mean, wouldn't you kind of take it with a grain of salt anyways?
Yeah.
And then if Megan...
Well, yeah, if it's not your psychic.
Right. You don't have that personal rapport with this guy. Yeah, so Megan was just kind of relaying the information, but really got the brunt of the whole assault.
Yeah, because all the women were participating in that conversation. So the fact that... Tamra kind of like stepped in at one point, but it wasn't enough.
I was scared for her.
A little bit, right? And I was like, oh no. Like, and then she was like, I'm stepping back.
She's like, I'm doing a Heather. Taking it back.
Coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Vicky went into all this business of if God has the answer and if the psychic is right,
so
thank
weird.
God. And then Megan, like you mentioned earlier, there was different conversations. Megan was going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vicky's like, well, do you have cancer? What do you got you? And it just got to be really messy
and
really
ugly.
Fast.
And then she was beginning to give a sermon.
Oh,
I didn't realize she
Vicky.
Was. Yeah, I didn't realize she was
I
so religious a woman.
No, yeah.
When the time is right and the cameras are rolling.
And Jesus comes to you,
right?
Yeah. Well, Tamra had a comment that kind of made us question,
think
long and hard about what she meant, but, you know, I'm sure you've heard it as well. Tamra says that Vicky would not have gone this crazy if Brooks was lying. She wouldn't have behaved this way.
I don't know, it took me a minute to wrap my mind around this, because I was just like, why is this word this way? Can we just dumb this down a little bit? This is Housewives, like, please, make it simple. I don't need to read a scripture to get this, you know?
So, we don't want to have to rewind.
So she's basically saying, like, you know, okay, Vicky wouldn't behave this way. We all get it. You know, now we do.
Now we do.
But it's okay, so Vicky's behavior shows that she's, you know, not in the dark or playing along. She's really believing that.
Right. She must truly be defending Brooks, because otherwise she would look like a lunatic if this were fake.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's also, then the thing came up, like, wait, well, you haven't been in his chemo treatments, have you? And then we all thought, wait a minute. Previously, she said she hasn't been to those appointments, but it was the doctor's appointment she hasn't been
yes,
to.
Yes, and I thought they had her.
Yes, and I'm so glad that Bravo added in that little flashback.
Thank God.
Because yes. We all would have been crucifying her right now, saying, she said this, but truly, she did say she had been to the chemo treatments, but not the additional doctor visits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can I just say, I thought about the storyline over the weekend. It just popped into my head, thinking about this Brooks cancer and the speculation. And I read Vicky's blog post on that. And if this is story-produced storyline, it's really in low class and lousy.
Yes.
And I really like I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know if I could continue on if it came out that this was just for the story.
Ooh, like
the
a Bravo. Show.
And, you know, if I don't know anything. But if this is something that is just a storyline, and they came to Brooks and Vicky, Brooks and Vicky and said, this is going to be the storyline, you know, we're going to play up this.
My.
If that is the truth, I will be really pissed. I certainly hope not. I know nothing. I'm not convicting anybody of anything. But if it is, it's an extremely poor taste. I want to see how this plays out, because this is something that this is a turn we have not made in Housewives. So it just kind of is irritating to me.
Yeah. My question then would be, if it were fake, did Vicky and Brooks only know, and they were playing it up in front of the other women?
I hope not.
Or were the other women privy to it also, and this is all acting?
Oi, oi, wow.
It's like many levels.
I'd like to think not. I'd like to think no. I would really like to think that that's not the case.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to Brooks and Brooks only, and maybe, I think the word that we're going to end up saying at the end of all this is more so exaggeration than lying or making things up. I think it's going to be a lot more gray than what we could even imagine right now, when it finally does come out.
That totally
and
makes
the truth
sense.
Will come out.
Right.
We will know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Well, on that note, let's move on to some news and gossip.
Yeah.
It's time.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I want to talk about this last week with the whole cancer speculation. I still am just, like, so turned
troubled,
off by that.
I know.
Yeah. Vicky posted a blog post on BravoTV.com, and she talked about how she had a conversation with the psychic. I thought this was really interesting, and I want to read this little
with the
post.
Psychic?
Yes, the psychic that said, I don't know if he's got it or not.
Interesting.
So on BravoTV.com, in Vicky Gunvalson's blog, she says, I called and talked to Scott, the, quote, psychic, as she put in quotes, just a few weeks ago. He said to me he felt like he wanted to take a bath after filming with the ladies because it was so disturbing how they were questioning him about Brooks.
Oh, what?
He said he was upset on how, quote, it all went down, unquote, and said he was sorry for anything that was taken out of context and that he's not a doctor. So she goes on to say, so from a viewer's perspective, from a friend's perspective, or a patient's perspective, are you going to believe your doctor or a psychic? You decide. Very black and white.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with her.
What do you make of this? Oh, Christy,
I don't know if I believe her account of this conversation with the psychic, because the psychic is very close with Tamara, and I think we have to remember to take that with a grain of salt. I don't know that he would have said
that. We also know one thing. We did see when he verbally said his piece of you know, thinking that perhaps Brooks didn't have cancer, or as he put it, he didn't see it. He said he didn't see that it was present in his whole sort of reading of Vicky and Brooks. So, you know, really it could be said that he didn't specifically say, oh no, confirmed he doesn't have it. That's not what he said. He just said he couldn't feel it. He couldn't sense it.
Yeah, that's true.
So in a way, Vicky's conversation would be correct. He didn't, you know, firmly say that it was wasn't.
Yep.
And the rest of the women did sort of make it seem like definitely he doesn't have it. So it just all goes back to it's a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And why would you make a mountain out of molehill with what the psychic said?
We did the conversation that we saw with the psychic initially, though I wouldn't agree with if he did say that they were really prodding him about it. Wasn't it just kind of a one, like, our friend's boyfriend has, yes. she says he has cancer. I mean, we definitely didn't see them really prodding him over it, if in fact they did.
Well, he brought it up. Yeah. He said, hang on, give me a moment. And then it came to him, right?
That's true.
So nobody said anything about it. Right. He's the one who took it there.
Yeah. So Emerald O'Brien in chat just said, maybe the psychic realized how far it all went and felt bad about it being taken out of context.
Yes. Maybe. I believe that is really what happened.
Hopefully.
And then
he's
Joseph,
concerned for his reputation Joseph as well,
just
I'm
said,
sure.
maybe he was cleaning up his mess because he knows that Andy will start SHIT about that as at the reunion.
Ooh.
Oh, he's in the middle of it anyway. It's too late now, my friend.
I know.
So you gotta show him.
Already opened that can of worms.
He's all up in it. Yeah, right. It's true.
Well, it also came out that when they went to Cut Fitness and had that birthday cake, that Brooks felt really ambushed because while we only saw a portion of it on the show, they were apparently there for almost an hour grilling him with questions about chemo and cancer and on and on and on. And that's why they were so, when Brooks and Vicky went to dinner with the Bedores, they were kind of like, we're not going there tonight, we're not doing it, because he had already had a bad birthday with being grilled. There's also other rumors out there while we're talking about gossip that there's going to be more things unraveling about Brooks' cancer, and that apparently, you know, a rumor that this breakup, of course, that they had is not a coincidence, and that as things unroll out, that Vicky didn't want to look like an idiot, so... Who knows? There's more to come. And as we do that, let's look forward to predictions.
Yes. Oh, next week looks juicy.
Wow.
You're After Buzz TV.
Predictions. Can I just say real quick, we had a guest in studio a few days ago. We did that, and he got so freaked out when the lights started flashing and the music went on. I was like, no, don't worry. It's okay. That's supposed to happen.
I thought that happened to me, too. Who was it? That I was in. Not the same person, but yes. It's adorable when that happens. Yeah. You're like, we're fine.
It's okay.
It's part of the plan.
It's all good.
It's just our grand finale predictions.
Yes. That's right.
There you are.
So we see next week that all the ladies show up to kind of a sexy party.
Ooh!
Yeah. I don't know, right?
Sexy 50 party. Shades,
some costumes and some things. We see a couple really juicy moments where Vicky and Megan are going at it again, calling each other crazy, right?
And it looks like Jim steps in.
He steps in, and then Vicky has it, Jim.
Ooh.
And they kind of have a little tiff, if you will. So
I like it.
Oh, yes. And you know Vicky's going to just speak her mind and just say it like it is. So, you know, I'm afraid for Jim, really. He seems like he serves it back a little bit, though. So he might have been all right. But it's going to be very interesting to watch that play out.
Yeah. I know. I'm excited for... Well, I don't... Yeah, excited.
Excited.
Okay, I'm excited.
We're excited.
It looks like it's going to be... It's going to heat up a little. Because, really, there's not much... I mean, in the sense of... Heather, okay, there's whatever. Her house, it's happening. It's still happening. Tamra and the moving of the son and the grandkid,
right.
And okay, it's happening.
Yeah, they're starting to set up the baptism stuff.
Okay, fine. So that's so really the crux of this is all the. Now it's like, okay, Megan has moved past the Shannon drama, and now we've entered into the sphere of Vicky.
Vicky's wrath.
It's happening now. Here you go. You've dove on into that world, so.
Yes.
Have fun.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, because Shannon is essentially just a warm-up to a feud with Vicky, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this, too, but my prediction is that, you know, we have been so kind of wondering really about Jim, and he even came here and sat with us for an hour. Yeah. You guys check out that episode if you missed it, and we still can't quite figure him out and their relationship, and so I just really can't wait to see what his reaction is to all this, and I think that whatever he says to Vicky when she says, you know, talk to me again in 5 years when you're divorced... I can't imagine what that will be, but my prediction is that it's going to be really, really good. Because when you're talking, when people who between them have four or five divorces between the two of them, and that's where the conversation goes, I mean, what are you going to say? And then what is she going to say back? Oh my God. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so juicy.
It's like poking the wound.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And some I was going to say a bad word. Some crappiest costumes. is my other prediction for next week.
Yeah. I love when they yell at each other and they're in wigs and period clothing and all this nonsense. It just makes the housewives so much more ridiculous. And I need more ridiculous and a little less cancer talk because it's just like,
Oh, come on.
It's a cancer. It's a storyline.
It truly is. I know it's been such heavy news this season.
I mean, it should cancer is something that should be treated seriously. I mean, it's a woman that we've seen on the show that passed away from it. Come on.
So, I know.
Those are my thoughts. Yeah. Anyway.
Now I need a bath.
I know. Well, you're not going to get one because you got two more shows to do tonight.
Busy Allison.
That's right.
All right, ladies, where can we keep the conversation going?
Yes, I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
I am Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. That's it. Yes. That's mine.
And I'm trying to be better about Instagram, people. Please follow me at Christy Reports. And you know I put my heart and my soul and blood, sweat, and tears and all of that into ChristyReports.com and my YouTube channel, Christy Reports. So I really appreciate that love from you guys on that. So thank you.
We love it. Yeah.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. You can also check out me and one of my guests on a new podcast I'm doing called Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. Ooh. You can find that on both YouTube and iTunes. That's coming out this week. So take a look for that. It's interesting. It's a different flavor. It's something new. So
much fun.
Check it out.
And Grant and Christy are amazing. So do it.
Agreed. And on that note,
there'll be more people, of course, who will be on, guesting with me too. So check it out. Just look it up, please.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
For more.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
I heard nothing.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.